We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Nun. Page Shin Nun, the 12th chapter of Shaar HaSinah. Hakilut v'akamtzanut. We're going to talk about being miserly, stingy. Gam hi midara ba'olam. That's another difficult, bad trait that's around the world. V'imemutzat ben ma'asim tovim uven ma'asim ra'im. It's somewhere in between good and bad actions. As we proceed, we will understand the different paths that being stingy takes. First, we want to explain what's bad about stinginess. It's far more prevalent that people misapply stinginess. We're going to see that there are places where it's correct to be stingy. But first, let's analyze where it's incorrect, because that's more common. Kasher ha-teven merubeh al ha-kemach, just as when you see the stalks growing, you see much more of the stalk than you do of the kernel. The stalk is much longer. So very often, what's wrong is much more broad than what's right. Yesh kilay asher kilav ra'im, v'hu mekametz al atzmo gam ha'achal shulchano. You have a guy who's stingy, and poor guy, his intellect is not great either, because he's so stingy, he doesn't buy enough food for himself. I don't know if you guys have encountered that. I definitely have. He doesn't allow himself anything other than what he really must. I want to give you a few examples of that, because you're thinking of food. I want to give you a few other examples. There's a guy who has a toothache, and he doesn't go out and deal with it. And he always ends up with a root canal. So he might be lazy, or he might say, I can't afford that. Really, which one's cheaper? How many times do people have little things and they say, I can't afford it? You know, it's much more expensive to deal with the bigger thing. But very often, we're trying to save something. So that's also a type of stinginess that's harmful. You have a guy who won't buy tefillin. Wait, okay, so borrow tefillin, but eventually you got to buy tefillin. You got to have your own tefillin. So we have to have an income. You know, when a person doesn't have an income, then life is very expensive. Because every expense just knocks them out. There's only minus. There's no plus. When there's inflow and outflow, so then you could manage with expenses. Sometimes the inflow is more, sometimes the outflow is more. It's normal living. Hopefully, most of the time, you're adding to your savings account a little bit each month. And then sometimes you have these big whammies you have to deal with. Suddenly things go. You have to... there is a root canal. Suddenly you discover just the root canal. Today they tell you for every root canal you got to get a crown. For every crown you got to get a base. You're talking about thousands of shekels, any root canal. It could easily hit 6,000-7,000 shekel just for one root canal. Pays to take care of that cavity back when it was a 300 shekel cavity. Would have been cheaper. So he's speaking about food. In our day and age, it could show itself in other areas. People won't change a child's diaper because it's expensive, so you can wait another hour. Is that where you want to save? So the kid's going to walk around with a diaper rash? So maybe you should save somewhere else. Or maybe you got to figure out other solutions. So this idea of being stingy at cost, he's talking about food. We very often encounter it in other areas. Very often a person won't allow himself anything unless he really, really must have it. We see it with people who are tremendously wealthy. There are people who won't have family. It's amazing what you see. People can drive a Rolls Royce, but they can't bring kids into their house because they'll get the carpet dirty. Hey, well, I don't understand. You have all this wealth. Yeah, but they can't get the carpet dirty. You have these people who keep collecting and collecting and amassing wealth, and nothing comes of it in the end. They are the ones who our sages call Mamonam Chaviv Alehem Migufam. Our sages say there are people that money is more precious to them than their own body. They don't take care of themselves because it costs money. Because when someone who is stingy loves wealth, it's not because he's He needs that money to support his family. Ki mohevet ono avat achen hi ava shenat luya b'davar al davar al derech ha'ne'emar lam tishklu chesef lechem. It's not that way. He just loves money for the sake of money, not for the sake of doing something with it, because he's not doing things with it. That's a love, like we say, the love you should have for your wife. You love her for the sake of who she is, for not because she makes you a good breakfast, not because she skis well or is a good walker, talker, great sense of humor. No, for who she is, without any external frills. That's the love you should have for your wife, so, or your friend, or for the Torah, or for God. So that's the love they have for money. Just for the sake of money. Doesn't have to do anything. It's just got to be there. That's the love a person has that's improper. That's called being stingy improperly. And again, we like to think these are sick people that have this illness. In some areas of our lives, we all have to fix this illness. We have areas where we should be willing to spend and we're not. We want to hold on to that money for no real reason. So that's number one. V'atayim tishaleu al inyan mutzato achar kesef. And if you ask this person why he's pursuing money, yashiv yomar ki umvakesh ahavat parnasato, he'll say, wait, I need to support myself. I don't think I will ever forget. I had chance to visit a person who, I don't think he has a painting. He's dead already, but I don't think he had a painting in his house that was worth less than $500,000. I don't think he would allow such a thing on his wall. And he had a lot of paintings. Every wall in his house was covered with a painting. And we were leaving his office, and one of his secretaries was leaving at the same time, and he asked the secretary, can I have a ride? And the secretary said, I'm marrying off a grandson tonight. I have to rush to the hall. I'm sorry, I can't give you a lift. And he said, no problem, smiled, waved, and the secretary drove away. And he turns to me and says, he'll pay. I said, what do you mean? He said, he pays me rent. Next month he'll pay an extra $50. From next month on. That was his line. Now, this is a guy who wouldn't have grandchildren over because, you know, he's got paintings there. So, who knows what they do to his paintings. And he went to the grave with, I don't know, 100 million, 150 million. I don't know how many millions he went to the grave with. He lived his whole life pointing fingers at people, getting even with people. No one liked him. It was at his funeral that someone's cell phone went off to the tune of Hava Nagila. And no one stopped the cell phone. They were in the middle of delivering a eulogy, and suddenly there's a tune, Hava Nagila, Hava. And the whole crowd is sitting smiling, and the guy doesn't shut his cell phone. And everyone's sitting there just smiling. Interesting funeral, right? It was a shocker to see how stingy a person can be. You know, his secretary, the poor guy, you know, he what kind of pennies is he making? But this guy wouldn't spend the money on a car. You know, he could afford to have a driver waiting for him every second of the day, but no, he wouldn't. You'd see he'd be wearing a suit from 30 years ago. He wouldn't spend on the smallest things. Yeah. He says, you ask the person, you know, you got to work hard to make a living. What do you have to work hard to make a living for? You have a living for your great-grandchildren. No. So, he says, they'll tell you they're working to make a living. V'sheker b'fiv, he's lying. He's not working to make a living. He's working because he loves money. Yes?
I just want maybe, inversely, is there also, there might be very well, some principles on how to not
distinction,
as in investing money?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Tell him, you know what this is like, a hunter who's running after an animal. And he was running so fast, he passed the animal. You know, he's chasing the animal, he keeps running, and he passes the animal. He's way ahead of the animal. So people asked him, why are you running? He says, I'm chasing an animal. People tell him, fool, your actions contradict your words. You already passed the animal. What do you mean you're chasing an animal? And now it seems like you're running from the animal. You're not chasing it. You can't say you're chasing it. Same is true. How can you say, I'm chasing, I can't keep up with the world? What happens when a person is stingy is that he really loses the amenities of life. Life has so many beautiful things to offer. But if I'm so concerned the kids shouldn't stain the rug, they shouldn't spill on my tablecloth that's hand embroidered, so I can't have kids, I can't have grandchildren over, I'm so limited because I'm watching over my wealth. You can't buy expensive food, you can't even enjoy your wealth. There are so many pleasures God gave us in this world. You waste your honor on ways in which you think maybe you'll benefit something from them, but you won't. The Magid Midovna says this type of stinginess we don't have to explain too much. We don't have to explain too much how to deal with it. Because a person is really afflicting himself with this type of behavior. And a person who lives this way, it's as though he's impoverished in this world. All his wealth is something which he's just enjoying throughout life. Oh, great, I have wealth. And he's not really enjoying it. And in truth, no one benefits but him. He's spending his whole life looking at his bank account. Look what I got. He's really losing everything. You have this guy who doesn't allow himself any pleasure. If you don't enjoy it now, when else are you going to enjoy your wealth? You could enjoy your life, your kids, and you're wasting your time saying, I want to have a bank account with 30 million, 50 million. Umishpato kachamor, and he's behaving like a donkey. Nose masa kesef ezav onatek. You know, a donkey could also carry on its back gold and silver and wealth. Hanachon sheyeh hon ze nikal shem hachamor hanose oto. Would we say, look at that wealthy donkey. Look at all the gold and silver it's carrying. But it's all on his back. But what does the donkey get from it? All it's doing is carrying it on its back. It's a load. Till you take it off. And about such a person, the verse says, when a person is saving, he's saving all the time, but he's not leading a straight life. So he's losing by it. His bank account is growing, it's great, but his whole life is warped by it. A person convinces himself, look, I'm getting more and more and more. But in fact, he's losing the most basic things his soul should have. And you sometimes see this where you have young bachelors who have big bank accounts and they cannot part with them. They have a hard time getting married. I'm going to have to split my money with someone else. And you see it, unfortunately, by men, and you see it by women. It's very hard for a person to think sometimes a person inherits tremendous wealth, sometimes a person works really hard, invents something, and they have a very hard time parting with it. How can I sign someone else on my bank account? They don't realize that they're losing the greatest asset they could have in life, the greatest benefit and pleasure they could have in life. What do you have the money for if you're going to live it all alone?